Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Joseph Johnstone, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N-E. Joseph Johnstone is a 41-year-old male. Reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 10/22/21. But at that time, he was in a vehicle traveling 70 miles per hour and hit a stopped car, already in a motor vehicle accident. But he braced himself with his feet. But there was no intrusion to the vehicle, and he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of broken bones in his right foot. Period. These were treated without surgical intervention. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied on 10/22/21, he was seen at WorkNet. Complaining of right foot pain. Period. This began in a motor vehicle accident when he hyperflexed his right foot. Period. He reported no prior injury to that area. Period. He did not have any other symptoms. Period. He had been employed by the insured for only 1 week and had no prior work-related injuries. Period. Exam found soft tissue swelling of the right ankle and foot. Period. He was diagnosed with right foot sprain, for which he was given activity modifications and advised RICE. Period. He was fitted in a Cam Walker boot splint as well. Period. He underwent x-rays of the foot that showed second, third, and fourth metatarsal fractures. Period. He returned on 10/26/21 and was referred for orthopedic consultation. But he was to continue crutches, comma, ice, comma, elevation, comma, Naperson, comma, and now Tramadol. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Johnson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 10/28/21. Period. He said he was the restrained passenger in a Ford F-250 Supra cab. Period. The vehicle he was in hit a vehicle that was stopped without its lights on. But there was no airbag deployment, and his vehicle was drivable. Period. He had been seen through WorkNet for right foot pain and had x-rays. Period. He continued to complain of pain in the right foot. Period. Dr. Lipschultz rendered diagnoses of right foot, second, third, and fourth metatarsal fractures, for which he recommended staying in the fracture boot and to weight bear as tolerated. Period. He removed the petitioner from work. Period. Physical therapy was later instituted. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz through 2/3/22, by which time the fractures had consolidated. Period. He was back to work regular duty and had no significant tenderness about patient. Period. He was able to single leg hop. Period. He was discharged from care to regular duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He complained his right, great, and second toes don't, quote, touch, end quote, anymore like they still do on the left. Period. There was onchomycosis of numerous fingernails. Period. The left thumbnail was also thickened. Period. Extremities lower. He related he had part of his nail removed multiple times on his great toes. Period. There was thickened yellowish discoloration in the left great toenail. Period. There was slight swelling of the right foot on the dorsolateral aspect just inferior to the medial malleolus. Period. His shoes had even wear. Period. Normal through, he was mildly tender to palpation. At the 2nd distal metatarsal, along its plantar aspect, and the 3rd distal metatarsal along its dorsal aspect, but there was none anywhere else. Feet maneuvers normal. Lumbar spine, delete the SLR supine. The rest of that is normal. Gait maneuvers normal. Impressions. On 10/22/21, Joseph Johnson was the passenger in a truck whose front end hit another vehicle who had stopped without its lights on. Pretty currently states this, that car had been involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period. He states he braced his right foot, he braced his feet to prevent direct bodily trauma. Period. He experienced pain in the right foot and was seen at WorkNet the same day. Period. X-rays showed fractures of the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th metatarsals. Period. He was immobilized and placed in a non-weight-bearing status. Period. New paragraph. He remained symptomatic and saw Dr. Lipschultz beginning 10/28/21. Period. He followed radiographic advancements to fracture consolidation. Period. Therapy was also rendered. Period. As of 2/3/22, the petitioner was able to 1 foot hop on the affected lower extremity. Period. This speaks to extremely high functionality. Period. His current exam also found he ambulated with physiologic gait, could bounce up and down on his toes freely and hop up and down on the right foot. Period. There was a suggestion of swelling, and there was tenderness palpation. Period. New paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. His foot fractures have healed from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. He reports his symptoms are better now than when they first began and is not taking any analgesic medication. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in a physically demanding capacity. Period. End.